From EWLRN, Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The United States Agency for International Development was created by President John F. Kennedy back in 1961. Its purpose is to get aid to regular people whenever disaster strikes. Its latest administrator is Raj Shah, who is in South Florida for an event and kind enough to stop by. So basically, what is it you do?
We're the people who are the first responders in a Haiti earthquake. We're the folks working side by side with our troops in Afghanistan to help improve agriculture there so that our troops can come home safely. We're the folks who were last year all over the Horn of Africa, where more than 13 million people were facing famine-like conditions and where more than 35,000 children died of hunger. We helped prevent that from being more than hundreds of thousands of kids. So our agency is involved in partnerships that often reach the most vulnerable people around the world, help protect them at times of critical need, and help in doing so create more stability and economic opportunity for Americans here back home. And that's our mission.
Let's talk about one of the places that you did mention, which is very important to South Florida, which is Haiti. What's your assessment of the situation there now?
It was a level of human devastation that most people have a hard time, and I certainly had a hard time even conceiving of. Since then, there has been quite a lot of progress. There have been serious challenges, but real progress. Almost all of the rubble is removed. 1.5 million people have been moved into sustainable long-term housing. We've actually built back housing stock and buildings in Port-au-Prince to a higher standard of earthquake protection than they had been before. And there are tens of thousands of new jobs coming online in parts of Haiti thanks to innovative new partnerships in the textile industry and other efforts to improve Haitian agriculture, which is still the industry that employs nearly 70% of all Haitians. So we've seen great progress, and I'm very confident that Haiti will emerge a stronger and more resilient country. At the same time, it's never the case that we can be happy with the progress. We always want to see more happen faster. And the fact that it's taken a long time to clear rubble, the fact that the government has had a long time before establishing itself as a newly democratically elected and effective government have been things that have taken some time. But the pathway to progress is very strong, and I'm very optimistic about the Haitian future.
The question I always get is, why are people still living in tents this long after that earthquake?
It's important to acknowledge the condition before the earthquake. You know, I have gone and walked through settlements where people are in temporary housing, but their temporary housing conditions are actually better than the communities from which they came, and they get better services there and therefore choose not to leave. Now, that's some percentage of the current 370,000 or so people that still live in camps and in shelters. The majority of them, of course, are people who want homes and will get homes as the construction accelerates. So the pathway to progress has been significant. You know, remember that there were 1.7 million people in camps, in settlements, and that number is down to less than a third of what it was before in just a couple of years. And, you know, this is a complex environment like any other. We've had the Haitian government's had to appropriate land, identify reconstruction sites, put in place land titling systems and things so people could have ownership rights to their homes, and the whole efforts had to be financed by international support. So we're working in partnership with Haiti, with a lot of other international partners, and we're seeing real progress in that space.
Raj Shah, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.